Now time for our Centralia basketball locker room chatter. We continue with our Centralia basketball locker room chat. We are joined now by the boys basketball coach here for the Panthers. That is Nick Evans. Brought to you by, we want to thank Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, you've had a very difficult stretch here to start the year. Games against Nemaha Central and then this week against St. Mary's. A couple of losses to two very good teams in the Big East. How would you kind of assess this first week of the season?
Against Seneca, I mean, we had 2 days of practice going into that game, and then they are really talented, and then, you know, they turned around last night and played Hanover and did pretty much the same thing to a good Hanover team that they did to us, so that's a good team. And we knew in that game the shooting was going to be tough coming off football 6 days prior to, and that's a tough transition to just mentally and physically get right. So I thought we played good defense there. They only beat us by 3 on rebounds, and we have two of our bigger guys out for a while. So I thought those are positive things to look at. Was, you know, we scrapped, and those are tough plays, you know, rebounding against a team like that. And they only had about 4 offensive rebounds against our team, so that was good. It was just a shooting, and we turned the ball over a lot. And then against St. Mary's last night, kind of the same. They matched up better with us as far as height and stuff like that, but they're obviously really athletic and will get some, you know, they shoot really well. And we were down 2 at halftime, but it was, again, the turnovers. I mean, it wasn't rebounding. It wasn't any of that. It was when the third quarter we turned that ball over a lot, and you can't do that when you're shorthanded first off and then against a really good team.
Yeah, 50-38 was the final score against St. Mary's, but I kind of want to go back to that first game you mentioned again, just the very limited time with obviously some of your players and a good chunk of them, you know, being a part of that state championship run for the football team and just having that very limited time. Is it the conditioning that's kind of the biggest standout there in that quick of a turnaround? Is it just the reps, you know, getting the shots up and for them to fall? I mean, what's kind of the biggest factor just having that very limited time going into those games?
I think it's a combination of both, but I would lean more towards the fundamentals of shooting, because the name of the game, and especially men's basketball anymore, and you gotta match people, because you can play phenomenal defense and kids are gonna shoot. I mean, these kids anymore, they're from all teams, and we have good shooters too, but it takes reps. Like, it just takes the repetition, and we will get there, but I know Seneca, they're starting 5. None of them played football, so, you know, obviously they probably are getting shots up during that time. And it shows, you know, that's what they're really talented in that area. They can shoot the ball. And you know, St. Mary's is the same thing. They're getting shots up, and you can tell, like, the fundamental of shooting. And then on top of not being quite the shooting where we want, you're probably getting tired because you're not quite in shape yet. So it's a combination of both, I think.
Well, let's talk about, and we were joking a little bit before we popped on here, about who's scheduling these games. You guys have had a very difficult schedule here, you know, to start the year. Two very good teams.
Well, it's not me, I'll tell you that.
Well, two very good teams that certainly have an opportunity to win the Big East, and now you get another team that's played, you know, really well early on this year, and that's Silver Lake. Coming up on Friday. What can you tell us about Silver Lake? And obviously, they're off to a 2-0 start. They just beat Holton by 17 on Tuesday night. But, again, another tough opponent on Friday night.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. We're waiting to turn the corner and be able to breathe somewhere. We just, you know, it's just worry about us. You know, that's all we can do. We you know, the schedule's the schedule, and you just go through it and battle. And it was encouraging last night because, you know, the game Friday just got away from us against Seneca, and that's tough when, you know, you're not in basketball shape and then shots aren't falling. But then last night I thought we played smarter as far as pass or attacking the rim and getting shots that we were capable of hitting at this time of the year. We have to clean up our turnovers. Turnovers are our biggest issue right now. But Silver Lake, I know that they're kind of like built like they're big athletic kids, and they have a really, really, really good guard, one of the best guards in that league. So, and he's only a junior, so we gotta, you know, give him a lot of attention. They got a really good scheme, and they play good defense, and they play their tails off. So they're kind of just a 3A version of what we try to do. And I know they're another team that's on, you know, I got friends in that league, and my buddy at Royal Valley, Chris Brown, said, well, I think you're playing possibly the top three teams in our league right out of the gate.
Yeah, no doubt.
Going, well, that's great.
He says that's great. Exactly. Yeah. But it gives you a good test here early on, and you would think it'd be a positive thing moving forward once you get into the later portions of the season, you know, playing a difficult schedule here early on. That is Nick Evans, Centralia boys basketball coach, joining us again. Games against Nemaha Central and St. Mary's here to start. Now they get a home tilt on Friday night against Silver Lake. That'll be our feature matchups on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you.